Let's make cool. Yes, I do. Should I run for cover? You know, we really love, honestly, playing any or all of the old stuff that we've done over our careers, but always within the context of knowing that we can continue to record, to create new music, and to make new albums and play new things in front of guys like you. It's very important. And I can quickly tell you that in late 2015, when we put our last album out called Still Got That Hunger, we had a call from Billboard magazine, the main chart magazine in the States, and they phoned us up and said, we just wanted you to know that for the first time in 50 years as the Zombies, you've got an album in the top 100 album sales. And throughout the course of this evening, we're going to play just three songs from that album. We're going to do two of them now. I hope you enjoy these two. The first one is called Moving On, and the second one is called Edge of the Rainbow. So here we go.
Thank you. Charles.
Story, because when it first came out, it got great reviews, but no one really played it. It didn't sell. And then about 18 months later, we had a number one single from it called Time of the Season. But even then, the album didn't really sell. And then about 10 years later, 10 to 12 years later, people started to talk about it. It was quite extraordinary. And it gradually started to gather momentum, to gather sales. People like, first of all, Paul Weller in the UK, where The Jam had three singles, including the number one single in the top 10 in the UK. He said that this was his favourite album of all time, and that's something that he said again this year. So he actually buys copies of this record for people who haven't got any. So I'll give you his address afterwards. But and then people from the dear lately departed Tom Petty, to Dave Grohl, to many independent bands, really right up until Portugal the Man, that just had a number one single. And it sort of goes on and on and on. Spoken about this, it sells more every year now than it ever did when it first came out, which is incredible. So we would love to do just a mini set of four songs. We're going to start with the song that Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters said on the Scandinavian TV programme, what was a song that changed his life. It's the first track from the Odyssey Norwood album. It's called Care of Cell 44.
Thank you. It took a long time.
Sing. This one is called I Want Her, She Wants Me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when the first incarnation of the song was split up in 67, Chris White, the original bass player, and myself, went away and formed a production company. Chris didn't want to play anymore, but he wanted to be involved in everything. We put together a group called Argent. And we would love to do Argent's biggest hit for you now. It's a song called Hold Your Head Up. Most people think that I wrote that song, but I didn't. It was written by Chris White. And we would love to do it for you now. Now, over the years, people have always sung along with us, and it's been great. They raise the roof, it's fantastic, but they sing the wrong words. They always sing, hold your head up, whoa! And that's not right, really. The real words are, hold your head up, woman. So if you're going to sing along with us tonight, and I really hope you do, for God's sake, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, before playing the last song tonight, a couple of things we have to say. And one is that we have the joy every night of playing in front of this fantastic band. Tom Toomey on the guitar. Steve Rodford on the drums. All the way from Denmark, Søren Kopp on bass.
Both of them are a treat tonight. We've had two of the finest British musicians still around, still after 50 years, really cutting it. Royal Arjun, Colin Glasgow. Yeah.
Say that on the way out, if I mean, I know everybody streams everything these days, but we spent hours signing vinyl copies of the album and all sorts of merchandise. Just walk past and cast a glance as you go past. But anyway, we're going to finish with just about the first song I ever wrote, certainly the first song we recorded. It's called She's Not Dead.
Oh,
just go for the Argent song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You!
Rock and roll.